This is Data Citizens Dialogues, your guide to bringing trust to your data, decisions, and all things AI. For Calibra, I'm Thomas Brents. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Data Citizens Dialogues. This is Calibra's podcast dedicated to the achievements of our customer community. If this is your first time listening, welcome. I'm your host, Thomas Brents. Here at Calibra, I lead our portfolio marketing team. I had the great privilege today of introducing you to our customer, Northern Trust. Earlier this year, I had the honor of sitting down with their data governance team at our conference, Data Citizens. We had a really great conversation. We talked a lot about the importance of data quality. There's a fun analogy baked into this story all about flying a plane. Let's see if you pick up on it. Let's listen in and see what we learn together, shall we? Welcome. I'm so happy to have both of you. Adrian, why don't we start with you? Why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are? Tell us your name, your title. Tell us a little bit about your organization.
Yeah, sure, Thomas. My name is Adrian Kiesel. I'm head of enterprise data governance at Northern Trust. I've been at Northern about 15 years, specifically in data governance for about 8 to 9 as part of it. Really, it's an amazing time to be at Northern. We are making so many strides in the direction of ensuring that data is a big focus for our organization. I think it's not unique to probably what other companies are doing, but we're building it in a way that we're built from the ground up. So we have our foundation, and everything that we do is really just a bonus from there on.
Absolutely. Sabaya, tell us a little bit about yourself as well.
I joined Northern Trust 18 months ago. And I've been in financial data management for 20 years now. Nice. So I've done a lot of things data, and this was a good role for me because Northern Trust is embarking on a journey where data is at the center of the strategy, the organizational strategy. So we are going through a lot of transformation, and I lead the data management enablement team. So I'm the head of data management enablement, and I work closely with Adrian, and we are trying to help enable data for all our data practitioners. In fact, we are a big company, so thousands of them are there, and we help with awareness, education, training, support, all aspects of how we deliver Calibra and other data quality.
Absolutely. And you said Northern Trust, big company. Give us an idea. What all does Northern Trust do? Who are they? Give us a little background on the organization.
Northern Trust is one of the oldest financial institutions in the country, Chicago-based custodian, bank. There's like many terms that people use when I tell them I'm Northern Trust. They say, oh, you're one of the biggest custodians.
So I think we've been around for, as you mentioned, over 135 years. Wow. Approximately around 24,000 employees, global company. So we're we're around the world, which I think makes it even more exciting being in the data space, because you not only have an opportunity to meet some of the 24,000 employees that we have, but is really be on the ground floor of helping Northern really see their data vision come to fruition.
I can imagine. All of the people spread all over 130 years of data, right? In some aspect. I always say data governance, nobody's doing data governance for data governance sake, right? They're doing it because there was a problem. There was some catalyst. What was the problem at the beginning of your data intelligence journey that kind of kickstarted your efforts?
I'd say that it's not one problem that we had. And I don't even know if it's a problem, it's more maybe it's a challenge that we have. The whole data landscape's changing throughout the world. We had made a executive decision. We wanted to treat data, as an asset and really change the culture of what data means within Northern Trust. Along the way, we found, we want to reduce the silos. We want to be more proactive instead of when events happen and we want to be able to get in front of them as they're happening or before rather than afterwards. Sure. So really being a lot more proactive around our data space, less siloed, more collaborative across our organization.
Yeah, so over the years, I've heard terms like data is the new oil or data is the electricity. So data involves people, process, and technology, we've all heard. But I think a lot of us in the regulated industries were, kind of forced to adopt certain things early on, but that's not the case now. Mm-hmm. People want data, people want to use data for other purposes other than regulation. Mm-hmm. On that journey, right now, everybody is excited, everybody wants to monetize data, so there's a lot of use cases now compared to what it was 10 years ago.
Yep.
And we are on that journey right now.
And on that journey, I mean, I think data intelligence professionals are probably the best at this. You guys are change agents, right? You have to manage that change. So how do you get business buy-in to be committed to march that journey with you?
When you think about it, it's data, information, knowledge, and insights. So a lot of us, when we talk about data management, we are talking about the foundational blocks, mm-hmm. right? But right now, it's all about insights. Mm-hmm. Maybe 10 years ago, it's all about knowledge. Mm-hmm. So you looked at something and you'd made decisions. Now it's about insights. And we are driving that and taking it to the next level. So as we go on that, the strategy changes. What we thought like a year ago is not the same now. But I think ultimately, it's all about actionable insights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and possibly too, around really linking the data strategy to the different business strategies that we have throughout the organization. Again, 24,000 employees, large organization, a lot of different business areas that we're talking about. That when we talk about driving data and linking our data strategy to the business strategies, they're all a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
So it's being aware that it's not one size fits all. It's building something that can grow and enhance and iterate.
So insights, you got to help team members get some meaning out of this data, right? What are some of the key components of that data strategy that we talked about?
The building of standards, policies, getting in front of definitions, ensuring that we're all speaking the same language. Again, large organization, people have different meanings for the same terms. We want to all come together and understand what's being said and when. Really a centralized data management tool where people can go and leverage. We're in a hub and spoke model. So mm-hmm. we have a centralized governance management group where the spokes are all the business, so they know, where they can go to. We're here to help ensure that the business is successful.
We can talk about awareness, education, getting people to adopt. Okay. So it would be awareness, education, adoption, and then, it's actionable, right? Yeah. So once people get that, so it's very important to get the word out and follow that strategy because I think that is where management saying that data is in the middle of our key strategies,
sure.
It's right in the middle. That is the awareness, and slowly you will start seeing management leadership coming in and telling their organizations to be, contributing more to data management.
Yep.
So that's where we are going, and that should be a part of every organization's strategy.
Essentially, it's a data-driven culture.
Yeah.
This is what we're establishing.
So getting people involved, adoption, good success metrics. Are you getting mm-hmm. more folks around that trusted data, right? What were some of the other, early green shoots? How did you start to prove out some of the success maybe in the first 6 months or so of your program?
So 6 months seems like a long time, but really when you're talking about changing the culture of a company such as Northern, it's not. Mm-hmm. I mean, as Sabaya mentioned, it literally is a journey that we're taking. And as cliche as that sounds, it truly is. I think that starting is really just the buy-in is the first real big step. And it was a challenge, to be honest, mm-hmm. is ensuring, you know, that the business understood the direction we were going. We had to be very clear, transparent, and collaborative with them. Because otherwise, they're not, you know, why would you want to take up something new or go down a path unless you really had the understanding and you believed that it was going to be a benefit for your business?
You paint the picture so well of it being a journey. And I think of journey, I think of also roadblocks. So let's talk about some of those roadblocks, some of the hurdles that you faced, challenges as you started getting going.
Right. Yeah. That's why I'd say, I don't think they would call them roadblocks mm-hmm. I think they're challenges.
Challenges, opportunities where some people did the same thing over a period of time. And then you run into this challenge, which is actually an opportunity. So, you know, just taking an example of speeding up things where, you know, you had to take a couple of hours to do something. And today with the data intelligence tools, data quality tools, you have AI coming in the picture. And there is an opportunity to change the way we do things or question the way we do things. So I think as we go on this journey, there's going to be these roadblocks. I see them as opportunities to improve.
Has AI been one of those factors that have helped to change the strategy over the years? What has caused the strategy to change at Northern Trust?
There's a lot there, right? Sure. There's regulation, there's new products, there's actually just communication. Like I mentioned before, communication, transparency, and really at Northern Trust, ensuring getting our message to the far corners of the entire organization, which isn't easy. When you think about it, it's a real agreement and buy-in for everyone to make sure we're communicating and filtering down to everyone across the world.
All right, so how did you set up the initial data strategy, and then how did you pivot it over the years?
So the initial strategy that we had was really focused on ensuring the data culture is we're going to look and change the data culture and change. Not easy for most, especially, you know, a large organization, it takes time. So it's that buy-in, senior management. Once you have their buy-in, they'll help, you know, help the culture change, put the resources towards it. It's not a one and done, and it never will be. It's always, for us, it's an iterative process. And by making it iterative, ensures we don't get stuck in a process or way that we've built something that we're kind of locked in. It's always changing. We're able to grow, as I said, iterate with the changes in the market, the changes in what's happening, you know, on the street and regulatory requirements and the maturity of our data. It's ensuring that we're staying on top of it. I think just the big piece there is that we're just not locking ourselves in. We're opening ourselves up to continual change.
I love that we're spending time together here in person, clearly at Data Citizens at that conference. And obviously one of those themes that you've probably heard several times at this point is doing more with trusted data. How does your organization do more? What does do more mean to you?
Somebody once asked me when we were doing some reports, mm-hmm. and I was younger, less wiser. So the gentleman asked me, if I told you this plane lands safely 95% of the time, would you be comfortable? So trusted data mm-hmm. is what drives a lot of the knowledge, the insights and things like that. Whether you're making a decision based on an AI model, you need trusted data. So the building blocks, if I say I'm 95% confident in this, I don't think it is actually going to be very helpful for somebody who has to make a very key decision based on some data points. And it could be a 0.001% off here or there, right? Same thing, AI bias, because you're not getting enough samples, you could have a biased output. So it's a very important where you trust the data, you know what where the data comes from, how it was curated.
Who owns it,
how it was tested, how many times was it done, all those things, the owning of the data, who is looking at it, what is the use, how confident, the confidence levels, all those things are important. And I think data trust is a big deal right now because we're making these models take decisions in some cases, mm-hmm. you know.
You're always looking for more momentum inside your organization, right? More adoption, getting to new corners of the pocket. When somebody asks, what does the data team do? What's the prime example that you give that you've impacted the business?
What I tell everyone, my responsibility is to ensure that the business is successful. Really, I mean, we're here to supply the artifacts, ensure that we as an organization are compliant with regulations and such, but also to work with the business to ensure that they're knowledgeable, that they are working on their own maturity, that they understand what we're trying to do, so that they make sure that the direction they're going, that they have beliefs in it, and that they trust the direction that they're going in. And I think what Sabaya said about the trust of data, that really is sort of the underlying sort of theme is ensuring that we know where our data is coming from, we know who owns it, we can trust it, and that's a whole different landscape than we've ever been in, because it's always been, oh, we just fix our data where it lands, versus now we know where it comes from, now we know what's happening upstream of us, and I truly think that's our job, is to help drive that and teach our counterparts and our peers about best practices, compliance, and giving them opportunity and options.
What's Northern Trust focusing on now? And then where do you see the roadmap ahead?
I think from a strategy perspective, I'm quite new to Northern Trust in certain terms, right? Mm-hmm. A year and a half is nothing in Northern Trust. But I was very excited about data being the center of our strategy. And that is going to drive a lot of things. And we are doing transformation, financial transformation, cloud transformation, data transformation. And as we go through it, I think there's a famous saying that build it and they will come, mm-hmm. right? It's probably associated with Las Vegas. So as an enterprise, as an enterprise organization, we have provided Collibra as a tool for data quality and Collibra Enterprise Catalog. Now there's a lot of excitement around it, and a lot of business units are excited about it. We used to work in silos. Now there is a data strategy. There is a data management tool that others can use, give up spreadsheets, maybe give up other tools that they were using, and come to the center and be a part of this revolution.
Are there any success factors that you guys have hung your hat on? Like, this is the thing that the team, the data office, has delivered to the organization?
Very similar to what Sabaya just mentioned, is the onboarding and the rolling out of our data management platform mm-hmm. that we have has really brought the organization together. It really has. In a way that it's exciting and amazing, quite honestly, that, one source of truth. People can understand when somebody's saying something, what they really mean. Yep. Lineage, understanding where our data comes from. It's brought a lot of excitement, not only with our data team, but just the business areas that we work with, our stakeholders. I think it's just excitement that our excitement is sort of spread to the rest of the organization. And it's just, again, reaching those far corners mm-hmm. and getting everybody on board.
What I would like to see is Collibra being used because it is useful to the end user mm-hmm. and not because they have to use it for a regulation or an audit point.
Yep. Right.
So I'll be happy to see somebody say, oh, let me look at this and just look up in Collibra and see the definition or see where the data comes from. And that is where I want to get to.
That's awesome.
Just use Collibra as a data consumer or a data producer who wants to use it and not forced by anything. Yeah.
It's great that there's such a buzz at Northern Trust around data, around trusted data, and what your teams are doing. I certainly feel a buzz around this conference as well. What are What are some of the key things that you've taken away from maybe some of the sessions or your peers as you talk to them here at the event? What are some of the things that have inspired you or that you'll take back home to Northern Trust?
We have a lot we want to take back. Yeah. And it's about how we're thinking about things, thinking really outside of the box, and just a lot of underlying currents that we hear throughout the organization, how we're going to sort of fold those in the strategy going forward. The keynote, I think, for me was sort of a turning point on that. And you're right, though. You just walk around it, or even at the events that we have here, people, they want to talk about data. They want to understand what other organizations are doing and how they are being successful in their strategy. And this is the place to do it because we have, it's not all just one, it's not all finance, it's not all healthcare. It's all different ways of, you know, organizations coming here that we're all about data, just have a little bit of different way getting there.
Yeah, this is a great platform, right? Mm-hmm. That both the event where everyone can, you know, collaborate, learn from each other, but also this podcast, one of those things that you guys learn from each other on and then get to help tell your story. So to that effect, Adrian, Sabaya, thank you so much.
It was a pleasure.
It was
thank
a pleasure.
You.
Thank you so much for doing this and stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, that was a lot of fun for me, and I hope you likewise enjoyed listening. Getting a chance to talk to Adrian and Subaya was one of the highlights of the week for me. So much experience, so many great insights. As we do with every episode, I'm going to give you my three key takeaways. First, you have to treat data as a strategic asset. Executive boards, like the one at Northern Trust, are going to expect that you can do more with their data. And if it can't be trusted, then you can't rely on it. Second, make your data strategy iterative and adaptive. As Adrian shared with us, you may not always have it right from the jump. You have to be flexible enough to pivot if you don't find success. And of course, getting buy-in early, well, that's key. Lastly, 95% isn't good enough when dealing with data quality. Sabaya gave us this great analogy around flying a plane. You want that thing to land 100% of the time, not just be pretty good. And with the rise of AI, data quality is more important now, well, than ever before, because poor data could lead to biased outputs and issues in the model. Now, what better note to end on? As we say here at Calibra, AI starts with trusted data, and you really felt that mantra throughout the conversation with our team at Northern Trust. Audience, thanks for listening. Thanks for spending some of your precious time with me. I look forward to catching you on the next episode. And for Calibra, this is Data Citizens Dialogues, and I'm Thomas Brentz. Thanks for listening. Want even more insight into managing your data? Visit calibra.com/podcast for additional resources on the topics covered in our show. Be sure to follow us on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. Enjoy what we have to share? How about a 5-star review? At Calibra, we absolutely appreciate your support. Data Citizens Dialogues is a production of Calibra in collaboration with Stories Bureau.